What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another edition of the Wrestling Heroes and Insiders Podcast, aka The Whip Show. Oh my God, I am still coming down from WrestleMania week. I know you're like, Whip, it's almost been a week and a half. What's wrong with you? But see, y'all wasn't there. It was so much going on. It was so crazy. But before we get into that, all right, thank you for checking out everything, checking us out on 106.1 FM, WAKT Toledo's community radio station, every Tuesday at 7 a.m. Thank you for checking that out. Thank you for going to our YouTube page at the Whip Show Podcast and following us on all audio platforms. Just put in the Whip Show, you get all of us. And you can get us on Mize TV, right on Roku, so you can see our faces when we talk about this wrestling world. But speaking of this wrestling world, I want to bring this young man in. See, we both were doing media at the amazing WrestleMania weekend in Philadelphia. Once again, thank you, WWE, for everything. You guys laid out the red carpet for us. So that's first and foremost. But like I said, I was right in Philly. So I was an outsider. But this guy was an insider right in Philly because he's right there. And I got to bring him to the stage and let him talk to you. What's up, Joey, man? How you feeling, bro?
I'm doing good. I think I'm in the same boat as you are, man. I'm finally coming down off that WrestleMania high, you know, finally getting back to a normal sleep schedule because we were running rampant all weekend, you know, between all the different events going on, finally getting back to some sleep. But I'll tell you what I did, man. I was such on a high that Monday after WrestleMania, there was inklings that it's Minnesota. I booked a hotel for the exact same weekend in Minnesota just for the hopes that if it's there, I'm there again next year.
Oh, you ain't even playing. You going all the way up. I like that, man. I like that. Well, guys, like you said, we were running rapid, and that's kind of what this segment is about. I want to kind of touch base on what was going on for the media side of WrestleMania. So, Joe, you were from Philly, correct? You actually lived there.
Yeah, born and raised in Philadelphia my whole life.
So let's start off from the beginning. We get that email about what to do. And first of all, was this your first time being a credentialed from WWE?
Not the first time. I did Royal Rumble also.
Okay. So you did the Royal Rumble also, man. So you also know that, because I was credentialed for SummerSlam, they both had a lot going on. But there was nothing anywhere near the amount of stuff we have for WrestleMania. Would you agree?
Oh, I agree 100%. And no, for sure. I think with Philadelphia, the city's a lot more spread out than most cities. And people don't realize that it's not a hop, skip, and a jump to get from one event to the next.
Man. So one of the things I was trying to tell people about in the last couple of weeks was WWE World. Mm. Just an amazing honorarium to the world of WWE and ECW in the past of wrestling. I know you got a chance to go there because we were allowed, thankfully, a chance to go there with our media passes for free because it would have been $60 a day just to go in there. And it was 5 days, man.
Yeah, I saw you there, actually. We actually saw each other at the event together.
Facts. Now, could you tell me about your experience going in there to WWE World?
So my experience is a little different than the average media person's experience because being from Philly, I'm a father of two young kids who love WWE. So I got to experience it first as media because I went on Saturday morning and experienced the Bray panel and looked at it through the media aspect. Then on Sunday, I experienced it as a father and took my two young kids there, bought them tickets and paid the $60 for my wife, like you said, and took them there. And no matter what way you look at it, it was absolutely a wrestling fan's dream, no matter what aspect you looked at it, you know, from 6 years old, my son is all the way up to 60 years old. They had something for everyone. And the one thing that really like blew my mind was that entrance that they had where it was a life-size jumbotron of WWE and their stage set up, and you have to pick the wrestler you wanted and do your actual walkout with not pyro, but smoke and the music. To me, that was mind-blowing and worth the price of admission in and of itself.
Absolutely. Now, did you get a chance to do that with your kids?
So I didn't because I got to get a little stage fright, but both of my children did do it. And that's a video I'll hold on forever.
Hey, man, love to hear that, man. Now, you just talked about the difference from seeing it from the media side and just going in as a fan. One thing I noticed, because I got there in town probably about 8:30, went to get my rental car, and I went right to the World. They were doing Charlotte Flair and Rey Mysterio was opening it up because they had a Make-A-Wish event. One thing I liked, I'm going to be honest, about coming in on the media side, we were able to get in there before all the fans. Because once they opened that doors at 12 noon, could you let these people know how packed it was, man?
So it was mind-blowing. So on Saturday, I'm not sure if you're familiar with the convention center for listeners, but the Philadelphia Convention Center is 4 city blocks long. It was so crowded at one point on Saturday morning that they had to lock the doors because they couldn't let any more people in because it was due to fire code at capacity. I mean, I drove past it on Thursday morning before I went to do my rounds of the local indie shows, and it was probably 8 o'clock in the morning. WWE World didn't open until I believe 10 or 11. The block was the line was down around the block just to get in the door. Like it was mind blowing to me. I just read a fact today actually, because like Philadelphia put out like all their citywide stats about the event.
Yeah,
it said it was visited by 85% of the entire visitors were not from the city or the area.
That's
mind-blowing to me to think about the different people from the different parts of the world that came to this event this 2 weeks ago.
Man, that is absolutely crazy. I definitely was one of those 85% of the people for sure. Now, I want to go into something else, but before we go there, you talked about the Bray Wyatt panel. Could you tell me how was that? Now, first of all, I'm going to tell you what I did. I might have been wrong for this, but I definitely was flashing that media badge everywhere I went. I was whispering to the ushers like, hey, man, I'm media. Can I sit up front? Because, again, it was so packed. You would have been all in the back of the world, man. Did you do that too, man, or you just went on it? How did you enjoy it, man?
So for the Bray Wyatt panel, I did do that. Because if you remember that initial email they sent out to us, the Bray Wyatt panel was included on the list. What it said was, it's just general entrance for the media. There's no requirements needed to be approved if you're media, you get into it. So I was thinking they were going to have a special spot for us. Got there and realized they didn't. So I flashed that badge. Was like, oh, I'm here for media. Where do I sit? The lady was like, no one told us about special media spots, so just sit up there. I ended up sitting like right behind Bray's sister and mom, like That's two good. People over, which was crazy because like I think I spent more time looking at them and seeing their reaction to how the wrestlers were portraying their son and brother, and less time actually watching the stage. But to me, overall, that experience of the Bray Wyatt was very emotional because yeah. Bray Wyatt, I have a 6-year-old son, and Bray Wyatt and The Fiend is kind of that first character that got my son into wrestling. That was the character I showed my son, like, listen, you'll like this and stuff. And so me and my son had a very close bond over the Bray Wyatt character. Took him to Extreme Rules 2 years ago when Bray came back, and he's actually in tears when Bray came back. So like Bray Wyatt holds a different place in my family's heart. So to be able to see that and experience that, it was very emotional for me.
Man, I could imagine. I actually wanted to go to that myself, but again, doing this media thing, if you have any wrestling fans and friends in the business and they know what you do, they're going to pull on you too, which I guess is a good problem to have because I don't think you went to NXT, correct?
I didn't because I did the Bray and then I went to a local block party in the city.
So I went to NXT that morning. I wanted to go to Bray, but I want to say one of my wrestler friends who's, I'm not going to say his name, but he's married to a former TNA knockout. He calls me at like 10 o'clock the night before and says, hey, Whip, I see you in town doing interviews with WWE. Can you come down and catch me at WrestleCon to do an interview? I'm like, well, yeah, but I want to go to the Bray Wyatt panel that we were kind of supposed to go to. Oh, come on, man. So I go down there, do the interview. And just like you talked about how big the convention center was, WrestleCon was like right next door at the hotel. So with that being said, I go interview him. I don't have time to go to the Bray Wyatt thing because that's another thing people didn't realize about WrestleMania Media Week. Everything was like, boom, 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 boom. Yeah. It was back to back to back. They literally had on our package from Bray Wyatt, next was NXT, Stand and Deliver, which was 15, 20 minutes down the road plus parking at 12 noon. So, you know, I did get a chance to go to that myself, but Lord, have mercy. We were going, bro. We were going.
Yeah, looking back now, I almost wish, like, I love the Bray Wyatt pound, don't get me wrong, but that NXT show was absolutely amazing. I almost wish I went. I mean, biggest NXT crowd ever, they said, right? It was the biggest NXT crowd ever. I mean, I got to go to the NXT when it was here before in Philly. I believe the main event was, I'm forgetting who it was. Oh, Gargano versus Andrade for the NXT title back when they were still in NXT. So that's how long ago it was. But NXT always delivers, and I'm a little mad I didn't do that.
No, yeah, man. It was an awesome show, man. But I want to pull back the curtain a little bit. And I've told this story on my show already, but I'm going to tell it again. Let's talk about the actual media day where they did the media junket. And I think that's the first time me and you actually chopped it up, because you were talking to somebody and we just kind of start interacting. Well, I tell the story all the time. I've been a wrestling fan my whole life. How about you?
Yeah, no, for sure. As long as I can remember, I've been a wrestling fan.
So you wouldn't even know this, man, but that day I was already feeling really good. But then when I went up to that lady, and she gave me that pass, that lanyard that said Media Day, WrestleMania Media, I instantly almost started crying, bro. Mm-hmm. I went into the bathroom and had to get myself together before I went back in the room for the actual media junket. And it's funny because I'm trying to talk to you about, oh, yeah, you got this. It'll be fine. It'll be calm. And I've done the media junkets, but it was just something about seeing WrestleMania media and for them to give it to me and checking my name off. I don't know what it did. It's just something inside, man. But you actually had a feeling that day, too, about the media junket. Can you tell the people about that, dog?
Yeah, and real quick, before I jump into that, I'm with you, bro, on the crying thing. Because I've only been doing this for less than a year. I started in May of 2023. I started doing it, and I've just been going hard ever since. And so, like, when I got that email the month before saying you've been approved, I started crying a little bit. I was like, listen, like, all my life I wanted to do this. I never knew how to get started. I finally just jumped into it and was like, okay, I found a company that let me do it and just jumped right in. Never did I think in less than a year I'd be at WrestleMania covering it. So it was like a full circle moment to me. Like, this is what I've worked for. And like, it felt like the accumulation of it paying off, you know? So to me, that was huge. But yeah, I mean, I was sitting there talking to a guy from a local radio station here in Philly, which I didn't know even who he was at the time. We were just chopping it up and then found out who he was. And I was like, I'm real nervous. Like, this is my first media junkie that I've ever did for WWE. I mean, I've done smaller companies, but never to the level of WWE and WrestleMania even more. You know, WWE is one thing, but then you got WrestleMania and it's like a whole nother ball game, you know? So I was like, I'm real nervous. And then you came over and was like, I heard you like saying you were nervous and stuff. You'll do great. You know what I mean? Just take a breath, get through that first interview and you'll be fine. And I was like, yeah, but like, you know what I mean? Seeing the names that were there and like then seeing me there, I was like, I feel like a fish out of water almost. You know what I mean? Like almost like you didn't, not that you didn't belong, because, you know, I put in the work, but I felt like I didn't belong a little bit, you know? Like, I don't know how you felt, but I felt like with some of those names there and who they write for and who they cover for. Let me step in real quick
and he go right. And I want people to understand when he says that. There were, ESPN was in the building. People from all, listen. Media people from all overseas. And you're talking about, like I said, not the small ball Philly or Detroit or Toledo. You're talking about a city compared to the world, you know, these big conglomerates.
And we're local companies talking about like Fox, you know what I mean? Like not just like Fox 29, local Fox in Philly, talking about Fox News and Fox Sports, like some of the biggest companies in the world for sports, not even just wrestling. And like, here I am with my cell phone getting ready to record, and you got these guys walking up with the giant TV cameras, and I'm like, whoa, like this is the big leagues. And I'm like, do I belong? And you really helped set on my nerves and be like, get through the first interview. You're here for a reason. You know, they don't approve everyone. You know what I mean? They see your work and they know what you can do. Get through the first interview and you'll realize that you belong. And I was lucky enough to jump in Natalia's line first and she really helped like kind of ease me through that interview because she's just such a cool person overall. And the rest was just in there. But yeah, I don't. Have you told your viewers about that crazy moment that happened at the media scrum?
Which one? You talking about the fight?
Yeah.
No, I don't think I even talked about that,
Yeah, because I was like third in line
Oh,
to
for
meet
AJ?
for LA Knight.
Oh,
Because
LA now.
so my son absolutely adores LA Knight so
Okay.
much so that I had to make a custom LA Knight vest for him, make the
Okay.
glasses, the shirt. Like for Royal Rumble this year, he was LA Knight with the Tims and the jeans and the vest. So I was going to show LA Knight a picture of my son
Yeah.
and then like interview him and stuff like that and then see if he would shoot a video for my son and be like, what's up, Joseph? You know what I mean? Something like that. So I'm third and I'm like, yes, I'm gonna get a great dad brownie points, gonna get a great interview with LA Knight. And then next thing I know, I hear chairs getting thrown because there was someone tall in front of me. I'm like, what is going on? I look over and I see these dudes scuffle in a fight, and I'm like, what in the world? Like, so I made sure I got right up front center. And if you look some of the videos, you actually see me crawling on the floor through people's legs to make sure that I was front and center recording that fight. Because listen,
Nice.
you got to get content, you know what I mean? So I was getting the
Nice.
content.
See, I was on the other side of the wall. I had no idea what was going on. I'm just hearing people yelling. I thought two reporters got into it. I'm like, I know they're not fighting in this room with all these people here. And then I came around and something was going on. That's bananas, man.
It was crazy, man. It was one of those things that like that I'll never forget. And of course, you know, you got the people who always want to take a crap on wrestling, and that was probably fake. And I'm like, why do you gotta say that? You know what I mean? Like, I don't come to you and tell you that your daily TV show is fake. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, let me enjoy my sport. Because at this point in time, wrestling is a sport. It's some of the most athletic people in the world do wrestling. You know what I mean? So it's a sport at this point. Stop talking down on it.
Now, let's fast forward a little bit. We talked about the junket, we talked about the Bray Wyatt pound of the world, and even NXT Stand and Deliver. But again, I want people to realize how back to back everything was. Stand and Deliver is over at 5. We have to be at the media check-in at 5:30. So you don't even have time to run and really get food or anything like that. Because one thing, when you're in a professional setting like that, you have to pretty much respect the rules given. There's no, oh, well, I'm gonna do this. No, they don't play that. You know what I'm saying? Just to let people know, I was talking to one guy. They said over 400 outlets around the world applied for media credentials. And only 175 got approved. So I want people to think about that. And before we go any further, understand this, just like you said earlier, put in the work. People notice. Even if it don't seem like people notice, put in the work, man. You know, and it's not to knock any of the outlets that didn't make it. This is just say, just keep going. Your chance will come. Trust me, for real. I would have never thought that myself, but they do.
No, for sure. I mean, I know some people who have been putting in a lot of work and didn't get approved. For example, my good friend, the Tantalizing Tony, he has a huge following, just hit 10,000
I saw
on
that.
YouTube subscribers, and he didn't get approved. And I'm like, that to me was like an eye opener. Like, okay, they're not just approving everybody. Because if this man who is at every event and interviews every wrestler and is really out there promoting wrestling on a large front, if he can't get approved, and I did, I'm like, okay, my stuff is being seen by someone.
So just like my boy, and I love him to death, my boy over Knockouts and Three Counts here in Detroit. He's been doing this before me. You know what I'm saying? And for whatever reason, and they approved him for Royal Rumble, but he didn't for this. But I like he was able because that's why I say keep going. But he went on to win the Ring of Honor, Super Card of Honor. He got approved for that. He knows Mega Ran. So he was doing other things because there's so much going on at WrestleMania weekend. So even though I know he was feeling some type of way, I'm glad that he kept going. He did not give up. And I told him, you'll be in that room next year. Trust. Don't even worry about it, dog. Just believe.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. But it's funny you mentioned about like the professionalism of the media credential, because like I said, I'm from Philly. So I was going to WrestleMania regardless. You know, I was going to be there whether I was approved for media or not. I already had tickets and everything. So my whole family was sitting upstairs in the nosebleed seats while I'm sitting nice and nice in the press box with the heated air and stuff. My family
food
upstairs.
And everything for free.
Exactly.
Don't forget
my
that.
family's
A full buffet.
cheese steaks and sodas and hot dogs and they had that great cake that first night that I don't know what it was, but
Lord.
I still haven't forgot about that. But they're upstairs in the cold, and my wife was like, "Oh, the kids want you to come say hi." So I was thinking, okay, I'm gonna go upstairs and say hi, come back down and sit back in the box. They were like, "Oh, unfortunately, once you're in the press box, you're in the press box, and that's it." And I was like, "Oh, I'm sorry. Like, it's not just like a free pass where you're at WrestleMania and like you can just do whatever you want. You're there for a reason." And this WrestleMania really opened my eyes to that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, seeing the business side of the wrestling world, you know, it opened my eyes to that. And it was really started my drive to keep going even further.
And that's something else I want to tell people. I'm glad you said that. I want to piggyback off of that. Even though, yes, we all love wrestling, this, that, and the third, do you realize they essentially invested almost probably about $10,000 in us? If you count the food, the free ticket
Definitely
that we
more
got to
than
the,
that, man.
you're right. You know, they invested in, they could easily sold them tickets to, in that box to a super fan for $10,000 themselves. Let's be honest, for a priority pass or something. You know, when you're talking about NXT, the world, all that stuff that they were offering. People think, oh, he's just having fun. No, we still were working. Understand it. They did that because they like what we do out here, but they also wanted us to help promote them. And we go back to whatever our areas are and push this WWE thing, and that's how they go global.
Yeah, and do this right now, what we're doing. You know what I mean?
Exactly,
We've
exactly.
met up with each other. I'm gonna try to get you on my show little bit later down the line, and you know what I mean? Talk about your company and stuff like that. But this is what they wanted. They wanted that name to get out there and people to intertwine and kind of blow it out, like you said. But it's just funny that you said that about like $10,000 stuff. I think it was well above that.
You might be
But you
right,
talked about how it's not all fun. And people don't see that aspect of it. You know, they see us at the events and they're like, "Oh, you're just going to wrestling shows." It's not like that at all. Like, for example, WrestleMania got over at 11. I was out that door the second the bell rang, went down the street, and was covering another wrestling event that started at midnight. That didn't get over till 2. I got home at 2 and then had to write stuff up and edit content for the site at 2 o'clock in the
Bro,
morning.
yes.
And then
Listen,
Sunday, you start all over again.
there were guys that, see, you left right out. I kind of hung out a little bit. There were guys that were still in there that were writing their reports. They didn't even leave the press box for another hour or two because they had to get their story out that night. Thank God mine doesn't come on a Tuesday, so I have a little bit more leeway. But there, you know, but there were guys, like I said, staying right after the show because they had to get it up on their sites and everything, man. And I gotta tell this quick story. It's funny you were talking about your wife. There was a guy. He was, a, and I'm gonna tell a story. He's. I told him I would. He don't want to hear it though, but he's gonna be mad. But I'll tell it anyway. He was a reporter from Puerto Rico, a photographer. So I see him at World on Sunday, and he's mad because they didn't give him the riser tickets for photographers. He was in the press box, so I guess he went up to one of the people that are handlers, if you will. And was like, yeah, bro, I just want to go downstairs and get a beer and come right back up. But really, he was going to try to go downstairs and get closer photos. They were like, nah, bro, you can't leave here if you leave out the room.
You're done, yeah.
Exactly. And it's just like you said, I understand it might not sound copacetic. It might not be what you want to hear, but they blessed us. They took care of us. We got to do what they say. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like
And
it hurt me when I told my kids, like, "Oh, I can't come up to you and say hi, what's up?" But at the same time, we're there for business, you know what I mean? And WWE's fun, but at the same time, it's a business,
man,
you know, like
I've told you before, I'm a former indie wrestler, so I know a lot of the guys. I've actually had to try out myself back in the day. But one thing that I know for a fact for my friends that have got signed, unless it was WrestleMania, the WWE used to tell the guys, you can't bring your wives and your kids backstage. We can get you tickets and all, but you, and because you're working, because a lot of guys back in the day would want to bring their whole family and hang out backstage and eat catering and all that. And Vince was like, no, you can't do that because this is still work. And if you remember a couple years ago, they kind of laxed on a little bit. They were making them guys come to the arena in what? Suits. In business clothing to come to the arena. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, just like you talked about them being, us being nervous to talk to them in a media junket, a lot of them younger wrestlers are nervous as well. Because it's one thing to have a script to answer questions. They have no idea what we're going to ask them.
Yeah.
These media junkets.
That was the hardest part. Good. That was the hardest part. That was because here, I don't know how you feel about this, but my feeling is I didn't know if it was okay to blur the lines.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I didn't know if we were supposed to be there asking them questions in character or if we were interviewing the person overall. You know what I mean? So, like, Rey Mysterio, for example. Like, I know he had a match with Dom that weekend, but I wanted to know what it felt like to him as a father to wrestle Dom at WrestleMania, you know? And, like, I was just, like, nervous, like, is it okay to ask that? Because they're currently in a feud. But I want to know what it's as a fellow father, what it's like to wrestle your son at WrestleMania. He was cool with it. He answered the question and stuff like that. But I don't know where that line is drawn.
Yeah.
But one question I saw that someone asked that was really funny, and I don't know if you saw it. They asked Rey Mysterio if with everything that happened with Dom over the past 2 years, does he regret winning the custody match against Eddie Guerrero? I was like, that's a great question.
Oh, man, that's hilarious, man. Well, guys, we can't keep you all night because we do got some more segments to get in, but I just kind of wanted to brief you guys on how this media thing works. So if you're out there listening to this and you want to get in media, or you're already in media and you want to take it to the next level, I definitely recommend go. And there's always been this meme that goes around, and I believe it's the truth. Yes, get all your credentials, go to college, do all that, but network, network, network. Let people know who you are. Do not be scared to do that. And also, yes, you might get a no here and there, but it just keep going. You might get 99 no's, but that one yes can change your life, man. You never know. So just keep going, man. Before we get out of here, I want you to let them know how they can check you out, because I know you got a page that you write on and everything.
Yeah, no, for sure. I appreciate the time to do that. So I write for a site. It's called Edge of Philly Sports. You can find us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, which X, I keep saying Twitter, but it's X now, Instagram. And we actually have our own website. It's eopsports.com. For your area, it might not be as beneficial because we cover everything Philly Flyers, Sixers, Eagles. We do also cover wrestling, and we just recently started covering MMA. So if you're in the wrestling and MMA, I got you there covered. But Edge of Philly Sports, as the name says, we cover all things Philly.
We do appreciate that, man. And trust me, you'd be surprised how many people like teams other than our Detroit teams. Like, we didn't like the Lions till yesterday. So with that being said,
hopefully Eagles-Lions NFC Championship game this year.
Let's go. Thank you for coming on, man. And I'm going to get with you, my guy.
Yeah, for sure.
Take care, bro.
Thank you. Have a